Okay, everybody, let's welcome Bianca. She's going to speak on step one. Go ahead, it's all yours.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm Bianca, food addict. And today is such a great day. I come to that later why, but it plays right into step one. When I came to AA 3 years ago and I heard the first step, the first time it said, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. And I could sign that, yeah, that's right. But that first step changed so much in the last 3 years for me that I really have to take it every day, and not just every day, during the day. So what happened? I mean, am I still powerless over food? Well, coming to BBA, I had to change that first step for the first time. Scribbling into other people's words and crossing out other people's words and put my own in. So then I've first learned to put the I statement and, I am powerless over food. My life is unmanageable. That hurts a little bit. That hurts more than we, because we, I mean, we, that could be a big pool of people, but I. So I think that was my first time realizing that the steps actually talk to me, about my life, about my issue, about who I am and what I have to do. Not my sponsor, not OA, not, but me. It was a bit of a wake-up call. And then I thought I have it all in. I finished the workshop and I admit I'm powerless over food and my life is unmanageable. And then we go from there. But oh man, I had to learn a whole new reality. Today, I can say the first step in, I don't know, 50,000 variations. I'm powerless over my hormones. I'm powerless over my weight. I'm powerless over the people around me. I'm powerless over other people's food. I'm powerless what my husband says to me. I'm powerless over what my child wears to school. I'm powerless over everything. Why didn't you tell me this when I came? I thought food is my issue and I just stop eating food. And I will get skinny, and that's it. And then everything will be manageable. No. Since I'm in the food program, I want to share a little bit about other people's food, which I did not realize. So I'm powerless over what my husband eats. Not just that, I'm also powerless over what he wants to eat. I'm powerless over when he wants to eat. And how much he eats. You would say, who cares? Oh, I care. Because I have a plan for his food and I manage his food. So I was playing God for my husband. I bought things he didn't want to eat. I put so much on his plate. He often said, who is supposed to eat that? Who? You know, I don't eat so much. Then I realized I'm not just powerless over my husband's food, I'm powerless over grocery stores. Who would have thought? I mean, I'm powerless over advertisements, billboards while I drive to the grocery store. I mean, this is going into every detail of my life, how powerless I am. So then I thought, okay, I got this with the food. I have now a food plan. I lost 100 pounds in the last 2 years. Of course, I regained 50 of it. Not because I realized, but because I'm also powerless over my food plan. You might say, oh, what does this mean? Well, I had to adjust my food plan. Green foods became red foods. Who would have thought? I mean, who would have thought that there's a difference between shredded cheese and sliced cheese? And I have no problem with sliced cheese, but with shredded cheese. So I'm powerless over cheese? You're kidding me. And I'm supposed to pray about that with God, telling him about my cheese problem? Then I realized that OA's food plan, or my food plan through OA, was giving me too much wiggle room. There were loopholes, and I found them. Oh, I found them all. So I also had to admit I'm powerless over my program. My recovery is unmanageable. I came to a point where I realized I have to leave OA, which I did, and I joined FA. Then came the problem of finding a new sponsor, and I realized I'm powerless over a new sponsor. My recovery is unmanageable. I thought it needs to be a woman. She has to have at least 100 pounds of weight loss. Otherwise, how would she know? How would she know what food is for me? So I connected with a few ladies in FA, and how dare them? They all want to talk to me from a time range between 5:30 and 6 a.m. And I said, I can't do that because, well, there's a reason, but I could also take my sleeping pill earlier, right? But it seemed unmanageable. I thought, okay, now I'm an FA. They're not giving me a food plan without a sponsor. Must be some golden secrecy, hidden thing that no one is sharing with me. And I can't manage this. So I actually took it into prayer. The issue, I say issue now with my sponsor, but God helps me manage my life. God helps me manage my weight. God helps me manage all the things I think I'm powerless over. And so now I have a new sponsor in FA. He's male. Who would have thought, but God is managing it and I have to accept it somehow. He has not lost 100 pounds. He does not ask me to call at 5:45. I can call him to my chosen time. And I'm so thankful that God managed my powerlessness over my sponsor. And even that worked out well, it sounds still a little bit scary because that means to me I really have to rely on God and trust that He knows better than I am, which is crazy because I really think I'm in charge. I still do. Third time through the BBA workshop, and I still think I'm in charge. I won't admit it very loudly, but if I'm honest, I still think I'm in charge. So that sponsor gave me now my food plan. It's a new food plan, one that is very different from the one I had, which was done by a nutritionist and with my OA sponsor and all these things. And I'm sitting here once more in the morning, just before breakfast, and I think, I'm still powerless over my food. And certain parts of my life are still unmanageable if I don't reach out to God. And then I have to get over that hurdle, like praying about shredded or sliced cheese, which sounds so ridiculous in the greater scheme of things when I think there are starving children in Africa, there's a war going on. There are immigrants who are being sent home, and I'm praying to God about sliced and shredded cheese. I mean, who can I tell this? Who can I tell that a food item or piece of food that is so unimportant? I mean, we just saw world from behind the moon, right? I mean, we all saw these pictures. And I'm sitting here and thinking, one piece of food can make my life unmanageable. This is how I read these days my first step. That certain things, like food, like my weight, like people around me, places, even my abstinence, makes my life unmanageable. And then they put both these sentences in one. Like for me, it's two sentences. I'm powerless and I am unmanageable. Or how I would say today, I'm powerless, period. God help me to manage, please, whatever it is I'm dealing with. And then we move on in the workshop and we go to our step two and three and do a third step readings. And soon we're coming to our harms list and this and that. And I'm still stuck in step one because every day I'm facing something new. My BBA sponsor is not available tomorrow night, but on Wednesday, but I have an appointment on Wednesday. You would think, okay, so reschedule the call. Oh no, this makes my life unmanageable. And then I have to call out to God again and say, help me. Help me manage the situation that seems so surreal and so stupid. It's as stupid as 1 ounce is 28 grams, right? So I should be able to measure in grams my 2 ounces of something. Oh no. I need to change the unit to ounces or my life becomes unmanageable. And sometimes I think, who am I to even comprehend that craziness that's going on in my mind? So, how can I move on from that first step to the rest of my recovery if I still have to take that every day? I think that. I don't want to say the solution, but one way for me to deal with step one, maybe it sounds silly, but finding my place within God's love. I don't know how to say it differently, but receiving with grace what God is giving me to manage my life, like that sponsor. I mean, 5 months ago, I would have said, what? He's male? I'm not talking to a man. What does he know? What does he know? I'm a 50-year-old woman. I squeezed 4 children out. What does he know what I feel? No. God gracefully gave me that new sponsor and made my life through this manageable. And I have to accept this. I have to accept that my husband says, stop buying me cookies. Really? I don't want to eat that crap. We don't need this in the house. All these things that are being thrown my way that seem so big, or that my sponsor can talk to me tomorrow evening. I mean, okay, we either skip or we talk on Thursday. So is it really like this that I really need God by my side all day long, every day? To tell me what to do? Yes. Seems so silly. It seems so silly and so scary because I really need so much trust. And belief and I don't like the word surrender, but really admitting it's not just reading this, you know, I have to admit, yes, I'm powerless. I have no clue how life is being run. I have no clue how to live this life. I have no clue. It's like if I would have been also behind the moon and just looking down to earth. I have no clue. I know nothing. I know nothing why I had been drawn to FA instead of leaving OA. I don't have a clue why even why I'm a food addict. I know nothing. The only thing I know is there's one who knows, and I have to trust that person. Not that that person. I have to trust that power. And this is really hard. I was leading a newcomer meeting in OA. My sponsor made me do this. And we were reading the steps every meeting. And it was just a reading. Thank you, Barbara. It was just a reading. 12 steps. Who wants to read? Someone puts the hands up and you read it and you wait until they're finished reading and then you go back to your script. I thought the 12 steps is just something we read, a reminder or something. And now these two sentences, they're wrapped around my whole life. My whole life. It's springtime here in Canada, and the mason bees are coming out. And most of my mason bees have been eaten by pests. Only five survived. I'm powerless. I can scream and I can be angry and I can cry about these killed mason bees. Nothing will change. No matter what I do, nothing will change that situation. That's how small I am. I have not even power over a little tiny bee. It's so easy to be in charge today. You know, I can open up Amazon, click on something, I can buy it, I pay with a credit card, it's being shipped to me, someone delivers it, I unpack it, and I can use whatever I ordered. It seems like I'm a sane person and I have all my faculties together and I can do things, I can do life. I mean, I can get gas at a gas station. I can do these things. But the important things, I have no clue. I have sometimes no clue how to feel about something that someone that I hear, I have no power over something that someone says to me or that I hear from someone said, and he hasn't even said it, or she, because I hear whatever I want to hear in a way I want to hear it. And then I feel a certain way, and I have not even power over how I feel. How I'm affected by other people, how I'm affected about external experiences, places, people. And I have to come back to step one. I'm powerless. God, please help me to manage whatever is in front of me. If this is a food plan, if this is how I feel, if this is how my body functions, if this is my weight. I think I'm in control when I step on a scale. Yeah, no, there's no power in that. I'm powerless over these numbers. I'm even powerless over the screen that's lighting up because the battery can die any day, right? I mean, so powerless. Step one. Crazy, crazy. We talk about 11 others. But here I'm stuck in step one every single day. I don't want to say stuck. I practice. I gracefully practice step one every single day when I realize there are new areas in my life that I'm not managing well, that I need help, that I need God's help. I don't know if this was a rambling on here, but thank you for being invited. Thank you for allowing me to get that scribble scrabble. Spaghetti brain spoken out loudly because that's how it feels sometimes, and we just have to speak it out loud to make a little bit sense. So thank you for witnessing me, and that's it. I have nothing else to say.
Thank you, Bianca.